tacos and enchiladas.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Your local State Farm dealer, Kelly Jepson State Farm in Houghton.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. You ready to answer a couple of questions, Coach?
Oh, sure. Fire away, Derek.
All right. Here is our first question today. And it says, Coach, are we getting the type of recruits that we will need to be competitive? And how is recruiting going so far this year?
Good question. I like our recruiting. You know, one of the first things when we came in as a staff is you're already 2 or 3 years behind in the recruiting process, for the most part, because young men are making decisions, you know, 1, 2, 3 years out, sometimes 4 years out before they even get to that school. So, but we've caught up, and I really like our recruits. We've got a few young men playing out in the BC Junior League. I can't talk about them until the signing day, but are off to really good starts out there, and some of the top scorers in the league. We've got some defensemen for down the road that I really like that are mobile. I mean, one of the things that we're always trying to add for our team is our speed. We even need to get faster. You know, we've got a pretty quick team, pretty fast team, but that's something we're going to continue to improve on. And then we need some character and some grit to go along with that. We need some guys who play hockey strong. Strong on your stick, compete hard, and then you know the character, good students, doing the right things, and I really like our recruiting, so I'm very encouraged for the future and going forward.
All right, actually, this question's for me. Sorry, Coach. It says, have you ever done a game at Yost Arena, and are you excited to call one from such a famed location? The answer to that is no, I haven't. In fact, I've never had the opportunity to even get to Yost with my schedule, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's a great building.
And it's just a rocking building.
Well, they did a nice job too. A new renovation there just 2 years ago with a scoreboard, what they did is they redesigned it to make it look like it initially was or how it was initially built and the purpose. So now they have the windows. They're not boarded up like they used to be. So they've done a nice job there. So it's a fun place as a player to play, and I think you'll enjoy calling a game from there, especially a Michigan Tech win.
How does Mel plan on defending the speed and skill that Michigan will bring, and will he go with a faster lineup?
Well, we talked about that off the air just recently here, Dirk. I was wondering about the difference between a Michigan and Notre Dame, for example, and my analogy is Michigan is a much more offensive team, quicker team, speed. Everything they design their game around is their speed, where Notre Dame, not that they don't have speed, but they're defense first, they're more defensive oriented, where Michigan likes to get after it. So no question, we're going to have speed in our lineup just to be able to keep up with them. But, we have to play a physical game. We have to make sure we eliminate the puck carrier and angle them, and so they have to get rid of it and slow them down a little bit. I think this weekend, watching both Boston University and Lowell, they did a good job of just disrupting Michigan's speed. And we can't give them the power play, and we cannot give them outnumbered rushes. So we're going to have to make sure that we understand how we need to play to be successful, and we can do that.
All right. Well, thanks for your questions, everybody. And I wanted to ask you, Coach, about the Michigan rivalry. Has it been made official yet whether or not they're coming back?
They are. Okay. Oh, yeah. We signed that contract. So I'm extremely excited about hosting the University of Michigan next year. So the Wolverines will be making a return trip up here, and I think it'll be great. I mean, our fans are going to see a very, very good hockey team play here, and not unlike a Minnesota. So I really think it's great for our fans that they'll see a team like that. So, but that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to non-conference. Our schedule is to try to get really good teams and play against the best teams we can.
Well, speaking of good teams and big programs, the Michigan State Spartans will be up here in 2 weeks, and we encourage people to get their tickets as soon as possible.
Well, no question. I know the one night is the tickets are going fast. We play them both Friday and Saturday night. So I would just encourage anyone to, you know, to see another very good hockey team. You know, they had a big win on Saturday night against Boston University. So, and they're a program in transition with a new coach, and they're trying to get that program up and running where they should be. But it's a Big Ten school. Obviously, they've got good talent. It's interesting, between Michigan and Michigan State, those two programs, we've played them, I believe, more than any other programs, I believe.
I think you're right.
In the history of our history in college hockey. So they're longtime rivals, and it's good to get them back on the schedule and get them back up here. So obviously Michigan State will be here in a couple weeks, and then Michigan will be here the year after. But get your tickets for that Spartan series. That's going to be one heck of a hockey series.
No doubt about it. And we'll be heading down there next year in the return trip, correct?
We will not.
Okay.
We're taking a year absence and then going down
the following year.
Yeah, just the way they have their schedule planned out. So, but it'd be good to be home. Obviously, after this Michigan trip, we have four home games, and like I said, it'll be really good to get home. And then one of the series begins Lake Superior, another UP rival, is off to a great start. So we've got some good games coming up in the near future at home.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, I know we only got a couple of minutes here, but about the injury situation. I know Daniel Sova appears to be getting closer to being able to full practice.
Yeah, Dan Sova, you know, it's an interesting situation. You know, he's had an injury and it just has not healed. It's not healing, and you know, he's got a few different opinions this past week about whether he can just play, because it'll look like he'll have to have surgery after the year, one way or the other, another surgery.
Another one. Wow.
It's just not healing. So so I think he's been given the green light to go ahead and play, because he really can't make it any worse. It's just not healing, and then at the end of the year, he'll have to have another surgery. So we're going to sit down today with our doctors and Brian Bruce, our trainer, and just to make sure that it's okay for him to start resuming practice. Now, if he does that, you know, we should have him in a couple weeks, because he's been skating and he's been on the ice and whatnot, so he's not too far off from being able to play. Excuse me, if he gets a green light. Jimmy Davis's injury is coming along well. They expect to put him in a you know, playing cast, and he should be, I would say, another week with Jimmy. And then Justin Filling, I don't even know if we'll have Justin. We're not going to have him for the first half of the year.
Yeah.
So, and that's difficult, having three defensemen who've had some experience. And, you know, we've missed them. We've really missed them, and that's made it tough on our team. But having said that, obviously, the freshmen have gotten a good go. Other than that, you know, we're fairly healthy.
Really wanted to talk a little bit about Shane Hanna too,
yep.
And what he did Saturday night in keeping the puck in the zone.
Yep.
I mean, he makes some unbelievable baseball type stops at the blue line.
Well, Coach McCault will be happy, because they did a drill last week,
yeah,
where you do that. You throw different pucks out to the offensive defenseman, whether it's you know, rolling puck or up against the boards, that they have to try and keep the puck in and then make a play. But Hannah's got good stick skills, good hand-eye coordination, and before it's all said and done, he's going to be a very special player here at Michigan Tech.
And Watson looks very good back there. And, of course, Liebinger has been a treat to watch.
Oh, right? Liebinger's a warrior. I mean, he's some guys might not play, and he's nursing a little bit of an injury right now. And I think it's more serious than he'll let on. But he's a true warrior, and it's nothing that's going to get worse. But it's just how much pain you can tolerate. And he's playing through it. And obviously, Cliff Watson, just steady, steady, steady. You know, for those three guys, you know, for the schedule that I put together and had to throw those guys in early. I mean, I couldn't be happier for them.
And the three veterans back there in Walker, Highland, Stebner, and Riley, they've had to take on a lot too in trying to, you know, help these freshmen come
right
along. And I think I thought they all looked pretty good Saturday night.
Well, they did. They had a much better game, and you know, there's still some tweaking there in their games. Like, you know, from game in, you're going to make some mistakes, and we have to continue to eliminate, or not eliminate, minimize the mistakes we make, because we're going to make mistakes, but minimize them, read the situation, what I call it, game management. It's when you can take the puck back, when you just have to flip it out. The problem with all our defensemen is they want to make a fantastic play, and you know, it's not always there. You know, if you watch NHL games, their defensemen will throw it off the glass too if they don't have a play. So we have to take what other teams give us and minimize those mistakes.
All right, Coach. Well, that's all the time we have. We appreciate it. We'll see you down in Ann Arbor. Have a great week of practice, and let's get those Wolverines.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it's going to be a raucous building down there, and I know our guys will be excited to go down and play.
All right, that's the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And again, don't forget to get your tickets for 2 weeks for the big series against the Spartans at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena.